Blog Talk Radio.
Today's a good day to die.
Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, suck on these nuts, nigga, suck on these nuts. I tell them wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, suck on these nuts, nigga, suck on these nuts. It ain't nothing but easy, baby. A gang of shit, but it don't faze me. That punk nigga Dre still faze me.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Now, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Hey, Mr. Prankster, Prankster, storybook gangster. Back in 86, you wore the pumps and mascara. Down with the motherfucking wrecking crew, bitch. But once a bitch is on the bitch, and now the fucking switch. Crack, with the stethoscope, now you're sack. Body slamming bitches, make a Dre a bigger man. Khakis, book loafs in a G-ride. What set you from? Woke up and became a G, but you still don't impress the EV. Smoke a little shine, and you call it shit the chronic. Niggas on the west side call it bionic. I make a meal here, make a meal there. Fuck a bitch here, fuck a bitch there, yeah.
Tell your motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on.
Tell your motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on.
Tell your motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on.
To get Snoop Doggy Dogg a bone, motherfucker. Here's another G. Or should I say a H, a I, a J, a K, a L, a middle P? P for the pussy, wussy, whooping nigga broke. As a motherfucking joke, talking about you on the smoke. The E to the A, Z, Y, nigga, this is East Side. Snoop Doggy Doggy Dogg, you wanna try? 187 on the E that you sing, but you cling on my balls as I swing my ding-a-ling. Yeah, you got more juice like a pint of puppy water. First I'm gonna chuck it, then I smoke it, then I'm gonna toss you in the back. My trunk with the other punk, smoking death row like I smoke a Philly blunt. If it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Now if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G.
Tell your motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on.
Tell your motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on.
Tell your motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on.
Never slip, never trip,
Comments, and that everybody is welcome to call into my show. If you call playing Kid Little Kid Shit, clearly you will be kicked off. That is the power of having a radio show, a real radio show. Okay, now look here. So I let Mike Mills know he can call in for the billionth time. None of these niggers ever do. So that's what I'll do is now when you try to hate on me via YouTube comments like fucking only the biggest bitches in the world would do, I'm just going to not read what you say. Skip all that bullshit, and I'm gonna just copy and paste this little saying here that says I don't read comments, and that everybody can call into my show. Now let's see if any of these disgruntled ass bitch niggas call up. There was one bitching mad because I fucking freestyled and tore ARAB and OBH to shreds because they can't rap. They were mad about that. You act like I'm the first guy to take a shit on ARAB and OBH. Fucking Star from Corny Ass Pussy Ass Star from Star and Buck Wild took a shit on that nigga. Talking about he's the same nigga who does 25-minute interviews and shit and is talking about, oh, I don't read the comments, and then fucking is reading them word for word. Talking about, street niggas don't do this, and blah, 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 blah. Shit is corny. And then they act as if, like, I mean, it's just corny, you know, like, they act like I don't know it's the same people. fucking pointless. Let's see here. I think I let enough motherfuckers know on there. And all I got to do is copy and paste, so it's all good. But you're tuned in to Black Wall Street Radio. The links for my two campaigns that are out right now, Radio God, which is a film I'm building, and Black Wall Street, which is the real deal. I'm building Black Wall Street with or without you. But the campaigns are out. Definitely donate to Black Wall Street, man. It's real, and it's going to help the black community. Okay? And that's what it's all about. Today our topic is, why is a white guy building Black Wall Street, since niggers like to ask that question? Well, why shouldn't a white guy build it? You niggers can't build nothing. Right? You've had all eternity, niggers. Literally. All of fucking eternity you have had. And what are you whining about all day? That I say the word nigger. And I've already explained a billion times what I'm not explaining right now. I have a video uploading right now to my YouTube, Boss Tycoon LLC. It says, who am I to talk about black issues? Watch that video. When it's done uploading, it will explain to you why I say nigger, and it makes perfect sense. Nigger is the equivalent to cracker. Y'all say cracker, I don't get butt hurt and whine like a fucking girl. The fuck? There's niggers every day who try to act white. So you claim I act black when I don't, and you say that I act black, right? There's niggers every day who are trying to act white and want to be white. Do you see me getting mad at them or telling them that? No. To each his own. If that man wants to be white, more power to him. What nigger wouldn't want to be white? You niggers suck. You think I would ever want to be black? You think I act black? That's one lane minded, dog. I have tattoos and I'm half Hispanic. You know how many Mexicans say nigga and fucking say dog and all that shit? It has nothing to do with you niggers. I would never copy or emulate niggers. What are you talking about? I embraced your culture. I didn't embrace it being copied. It. The fuck? My music's better than all y'all. I don't even make rap. I make fucking some rap and all my shit is genreless. Like, my shit is so much better than rap. It's unreal. Rap is crap. Fuck rap. You people have labels in your mind where you genre-lize everything. That shit don't work with the truth. So Mike got ate up fucking yesterday. These pussy niggas are glutton for punishment. You know, I'm the biggest deal to hit Blog Talk Radio. Everybody fucking knows me. Everybody knows what I'm about. Everybody knows how I get down. They know I have the realest content. They know I'm the smartest son of a bitch to walk the planet. I'm that nigga. So I'm celebrating. I'm happy. Real shit. You're going to see my cool little shades in the video. You know, but I'm having fun. I have fun with the internet. Something I would encourage all of you to do. But like I said, you're not hurting anyone but yourself by spending all day in the YouTube comment section, so keep it up. I've told them over and over again, keep what you're doing up, and they do exactly what I tell them. Who owned who? Bitch. Anyway, let's see here. Check this out. Everybody can call in 516-536-9543. Tune in to Black Wall Street.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Tyree Sneed. Guns Galore Records. Coercion Entertainment. Juggernaut Inc. Boss Tycoon LLC. The world is mine, nigga. I got it right in the palm of my fucking hand. They underestimate me and my flow. I'm building something that they never ever seen.
We don't need
it. Guarantee I'm the meanest motherfucker in the valley. I stretch niggas out like I work at Bally's. I'm running the valley. I'm the devil around you. My voice laughs on the ground. My shit has always been so profound. I'm making a movement and taking shit over. Running shit like a boss. I'm the new hoss. Move out the way. Cause the big guy's moving in. Motherfuckers don't wanna play with me cause I don't have a heart made of tin. I got a heart that's so motherfucking big and large. It's over large. This shit is busting out of my blood vessels. And every word I say, I'm down to fucking tussle. Down to fucking tussle and wrestle. Motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Talk street, me, I live it. I can't even get away from this shit, I still give it. I carry the knife, I'm out of sight. I'm the best and hardest motherfucker to hold the mic. I'm drilled in a garden, like the Garden of Eden, because this shit is so motherfucking steep and I'm so deep in it, like your motherfucking bitch to do this shit in a cinch. I come through in the pinch and the clutch, I light up my dust, I can really give a fuck that you ain't seeing me. Niggas think I'm a ghost as I turn up the toast. Niggas wish that they could ever see the dawn. They dream about me in their fucking nightmares. I'm showing up like Freddy Krueger and giving them a scare. I'm so rare and the way that I come at you is so fucking hard. It's a motherfucking force. What the fuck is that, bro? Motherfuckers don't get, they fuck with me. They're guaranteed to get smoked. I'm running everything around you and that's what you can't understand because my third eye's open. That's why stoppers are so important. Every other nigga, he lays dormant. And every one of these niggas to even pretend that they made it, they gotta become snitch informants.
We're better off without God, we don't need him.
It's so much different than all that other fucking garbage that these bitch niggas make. I mean, it's just not even close. And there's no reason to compare. That's the best part of it is what I represent is freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of music, freedom of everything. I mean, you know, music is like a canvas. It's just art. If you listen to music and you hate, which is what they turned our society and brainwashed all you bitches to do, then you're a fucking moron because music was created to enjoy. So if your music was that good, you wouldn't feel the need or the music you listen to was good because it's not. It's the most terrible shit ever and not music and satanic garbage. Then you wouldn't feel the need to put mine down. You wouldn't because you wouldn't listen to it. You listen to it because you like it. I don't go listen to someone else's music and tell them that it's fucking shitty and keep listening to it. That doesn't make sense. I've heard niggas' music before. I'm building my own record label, so I have to fucking scout for talent and shit. And I've heard niggas who suck. I just tell them they suck, and I keep it moving. But I don't tell them it sucks to, like, put them down the way y'all do because you're corny and gay and you want to make yourselves feel better because you're little penises and you're fucking pathetic and your life sucks. But I tell them because it really does suck. They need to know. Like, if the shit is garbage, the shit is fucking garbage. But you can hear what's garbage. Niggas are looking at my shit that's fucking amazing and going, it's garbage, and using role reversal. So now music isn't music? So now good music is not good music? Okay, well, maybe that's why your whole life's backwards. Maybe that's why you ain't shit. Just because you say something, if it's not the truth, it don't matter. It's not up to your opinion. That's what you don't get. Like that Mike faggot kept trying to act like truth is up to people. How is truth up to people, nigga? So it was up to you that I got rich? Was it? Was that truth up to you? No? Is it up to you that I can do anything and have anything I want and always have been like that? Is it up to you that you're a pussy-ass bitch and I'm a real man and none of you pussies will come see me and you're all jealous and envious little hating bitches? No? Nothing's up to you. You don't run a thing but your mouth. So, how's truth up to you? How's my music up to you? It's not. That's what YouTube makes you think. Even my YouTube videos is not up to you. Y'all flag every channel I've made. You see me, I just go build a new channel every time. It's not a problem. Because I'm just having fun. Y'all take it like it's a war and like it's such a problem. What? Because I'm saying the truth? Think about that. Your culture is so back-ass words that they cannot hear and embrace and handle the truth. They will not admit the truth. Niggers were enslaved. They have been enslaved for all eternity. They enslaved themselves. That is the truth. No white race and no one with white skin was ever owned by blacks. Stop saying it. It's a fucking lie. It's stupid. It's nigger shit. Is that up to you? Your ancestors would slap you, dude. Come on, dude. None of you niggas would have kicked this shit to your ancestors, so why kick it to me? Corny. Your ancestors would have put you in a body bag, just like they would do anyway, because you're all fucking cunts who are fucking disgraces to them. You have no honor. Real, real shit. You see, the phone lines are quiet as a mouse. I put right in the YouTube comment box right after people are talking on there, and I read it. And I put my shit, the number to call in, right on there. None of them call. Great bitches. Why, the more you hating on me,
hello,
the more I involve my shit, and you got to come help me. Hi, is Carl there?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Carl. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's Ty. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Ty. Can you hear me?
Now, hey, bro, you breaking up. Hey, call me back. Can you call me back? You breaking up. It might be me.
Okay, I'll call you right back. No problem.
Coming right back. All right.
So he said that I'm breaking up. So let me see. Call back in on my other phone.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. How are you? How's everything?
Yeah, all right, man. Hey, y'all put them barrels over there, up here in Cthulhu, man.
You where?
I'm in Cthulhu.
Where's that? I've heard of that. Where is that?
Cthulhu, Texas, up a little back north of San Antonio, about 300 miles. Yeah, what you up to, man?
Just working, man. I got some oil money paperwork I got to fill out, a stack fucking as big as my arm and shit. I've been making music.
Damn.
My music keeps getting better. I built another website I own. It's called myfosstycoon.com. She started a clothing line.
I said you did?
Yeah, I incorporated maybe a month ago. I built my own company. I'm the CEO of Boss Tycoon LLC, it's called. So my company is Boss Tycoon LLC.
I had to work, man. Sure.
Yeah,
you getting yours. Well, that's good, man. You're getting yours the easy way, man. I'm up here, man, working with my nephew, man, and shit. And,
I'm going to get up with you again. We'll probably work on something, too, with this company shit, because you could probably link up with me and make some money with me. We could sell some of these clothes and shit. I'm going to try to make dresses eventually. I'm going to do it all. I mean, it's fun, man. You know what I mean? You get to figure out. I'm learning as I go. You know what I mean? I'm just starting it all on my own. It's all independent, 100%. I own it all. So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's a fun little thing. I've never done anything like it. You know what I mean? You know I play basketball, I rap and shit. I don't really fuck with clothes too much. I mean, I have them, but I don't know how to make them and shit. So I got it. And some of them are on the website, TyreseSneed.com. That shit's still booming. I'm still getting hits from all over the world. I got tons of music on there. You should check that out. And then MyBossTycoon.com is a new one. I got my logo. My logo's cool as shit. It just says Tycoon with an I and a K, and it looks cool, man. And then, I'm looking forward to all of it. But, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I could have you work with me on some shit, or we could try to get some material maybe and make some shit. There's a lot of different things. I just got business cards the other day.
Yeah, well, shit, man. We could look into that. What kind of material you talking about? Ty.
In particular, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Oh, we're better off without God. We don't need him. Oh.
Person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Hey, Carl, it's Ty. I don't know if your phone died. We got disconnected. The call dropped. But I'm live on my show right now, leaving you this message. You can call into the show live at 516-531-9543. And, of course, you can hit me up on my number. You got my numbers. But, yeah, hit me up, man. I hope everything's going well. All right, good talking to you. That was Carl. Sadly, I was with Carl when his, I believe his father passed away. It's pretty sad. I think I was there for a reason. I tend to be put in places for other people to help them. You know, it was just real weird. My girl's asking if she can call in and flirt with me. But, yeah, I mean, I think that a white guy should build Black Wall Street because blacks clearly can't build it. I mean, you see it with all these fucking supposed, I mean, basically the hate dichotomy they have, and then all these supposed leaders or supposed activists who are just niggers hustling their own people and pimping their own people because that's the new hustle, and all their hustles never make real money. It's all corny. They're all cornballs. Like, dog, you could give a nigger $1 million. They just blow that shit and get nothing from it because they're stupid. They don't know how to handle money. They don't understand the concept of ownership. They don't understand the concept of much anything, really. Like, Tariq Nasheed raised, like, $130,000. That nigger won't do anything with that money if they have any real worth. You know what I mean? Like, that nigger was fronting and pretending like, he was, I don't know, like he's fancy or something. Like, dog, you're softer than baby shit and you're not a man. You put on fucking Carmex. I just don't get why the weirdest, faggiest motherfuckers get supported, but I guess it has to do something with Freemasonry and the way the culture is now. You know what I mean? Because everybody's so fucking sensitive after 9/11 and shit. Real shit. But, like, Tariq Nasheed sitting there posing, this motherfucker raises $130,000. What's he going to do? He didn't raise that shit to help y'all. He raised that shit for himself. That fucking film taught you hate and the wrong message. Even the stupid nigger Mike Mills, monkey himself, said he wouldn't fucking buy it or watch it. That he already knew slavery happened. You know what I'm saying? Even the niggers have more sense than these other niggers. That nigga's pussy. Mike Mills is pussy. He won't fucking call in. I talked to the nigga directly on here. Said, I'll give you my number, whatever, dog. We can do whatever, any way you want to do it. Like, that nigga doesn't get that. I'll go see him in Atlanta, dog. I know you're in Gwinnett County, this bitch nigga. Well, you think I won't roll up on your fucking nigger ass in Gwinnett County and slap the shit out of you for all that shit you've been talking that you ain't about? Well, you think you're big, son? You think you're scary? The fuck? Niggas think because they're big that wins fight. Okay, nigga. So I haven't knocked out motherfuckers bigger than you yet. What are you talking about, dude? it could get worse than that. If you're a big guy, I might rather stab a big guy. I might rather just put a knife in his stomach. Is your bigness going to stop that? You're not even that big. You're really small. You think you're big, and you try to look and walk like you're big, but you're really small. You're like swole fat. Nigga, if you were a hood nigga, one nigga was commenting in the comment box, he's like, this guy looks like a thug. I said, yeah, teddy bear thug. Look at this fucking teddy bear. If you were a hood nigga, son, you wouldn't be on this radio shit. Like, there's a hood nigga on here, me, but the difference between us is that I'm on here spitting real shit. You wouldn't be wasting all your time on Facebook every single fucking minute of every single fucking day. Seriously. Hello? Bye. So we're back. I got disconnected for a minute, and I'm getting fucking those gay calls from the internet and then some other weird fucking unknown caller that doesn't say anything. But yeah, man, I mean, basically you need a guy. You need me to build Black Wall Street. Nobody else can build it for you because they don't have the knowledge I have, and they don't know how to fucking invest and make your money really fucking increase and build dividends off of that money. And niggas don't understand, like, Black Wall Street incorporates the word Wall Street, right? So Wall Street has to do with what I'm running, right? So I'm my own stockbroker, so meaning that I'm the perfect and the only nigga who can do it because I'm a better investor than anyone on the planet. Seriously. Like, niggas don't even know. Like, there's some shit that I can't even say because I wouldn't put it out there because I don't want you niggas to know the good shit. I don't. There's things that are good investments that will pay back a fuckload. Like, if they blow up and the share value goes up, I'm going to become a fucking millionaire. And off of chump change. That's what the smart investors do and the real niggas do, but most people don't know this shit. They don't know that wealthy people have stocks. They don't know that I'm half the game. I'm the biggest mystery and biggest concept, and they'll never understand it. That's the funniest part. I'm the perfect and only guy who can build Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street means Wall Street. They didn't have a real Wall Street like what we have today up in New York and all that shit back then. I'm talking about building a Black Wall Street, meaning a black fucking stock exchange. You understand what I'm saying? It's a big deal. Run off of my back. And my investing, meaning that whatever money people do donate to Black Wall Street on Indiegogo.com, I can actually increase that money because I'm going to invest it. Then what happens is if you keep donating and we keep the campaign running, we can keep it as long as we want. We can make it run as long as we want. I can get it where... Basically, I can make it where whatever money that we put in, we're making money back. Okay? It's a big fucking deal. That means that basically, I mean, leave the money managing to me, but basically what it means is that we can move mountains and not have to spend the money. And I'll let you try to understand that. It's a big fucking deal. Niggas don't understand. I really understand money. That's why I talk about it. That's why a lot of you don't like that I talk about it and get sick of the fact that I talk about it. Yet, what do all you all do every day? Wake up and go work your job as the slave you are. It's So don't fucking complain and act like money ain't important, because if it ain't important, then die right where you're standing, because money's what feeds you. Money is necessary for everybody, and all of you give a fuck about it more than me. So don't sit there and pretend like you don't care, and that's what these fucking faggots do. The people who say, oh, well, it's not all about money, those are the people who care about money the most. They just can't get it and never have it. They're the ones who are the most jealous of all. Do you notice the people who are the most jealous and envious are the ones who say, oh, I'm not that. The people who judge people the most say, oh, I don't judge people. Everybody's a fucking hypocrite. The people who fucking claim that they don't do something, that's the person who does exactly what they're claiming they don't do. That's something you people should learn about motherfuckers in society who are full of shit. They're full of shit. All of you. All you are full of shit. Seriously. Then you act like it's cool. Really? Because all I see is y'all are convenient little bitches who, when it comes back to bite you in the ass, you sit there and complain and cry about it like a fucking baby. Bunch of pussies. Never had
it. Come, John.
Hey yo, doctor, here's another proper track.
now. Easy dose.
And welcome to Black Wall Street Radio, people. Everybody can call in at 516-531-9543. You notice none of the pussy-ass trolls on YouTube who know the number to call in, and we're talking mad shit on YouTube that I'm not reading, but they don't call in. They're straight bitches. All these niggas are straight bitches. None of them are real niggas. None of them are real people. None of them would bust a grape in a food fight. All fucking cornball dumbass bullshit. Like, I literally would never want to run something off of YouTube. It's a hate fucking platform. It's a hate dichotomy. And the people who are trying to run something off of it, they're complaining the whole time. Yeah, because it sucks. Fuck YouTube. Build your own shit, nigga. Fuck YouTube. YouTube is for fun. Like, seriously, like, I do that as a side hustle. I fucking shit on niggas in my spare time. You know what I mean? Like, I shat on David Banner. Like, I shit on ARAB. Lord Jamar's ass is up next on the chopping block. He's going to get fucking utterly annihilated. I got to study that nigger a little more. You know what I mean? Cause I really don't pay attention to these fucking bum-ass dirtball niggas. Like, they don't make any sense. I just find it so crazy how everyone on here, like, they talk on here. In real life, they never talk to me like that. So, like, I can understand doing it, like, one time to see how it feels, but to keep doing it over and over again, like, it's just corny, dude. Like, you're not going to make me go kill you. Not going to happen. I don't care what you have to say. You're not worth it. It's just corny that you can't be you. You know what I'm saying? Because I really am that, and I don't even act like that half the time because I'm not acting. I'm being me. So if you think I act like that, I'm not acting. That's the difference. These other motherfuckers are just acting. It's just so fucking corny, dude. Like really? That's the thing. They have niggers arguing on a YouTube platform that pays like a hundred or a thousandth of a cent. I saw an article today that was claiming that that they could make however so much on YouTube, and it wasn't nothing, and that was lying because you can't even make that. They try to make you feel like you can make more on YouTube than you actually can. I think they had said like they made that they could make $1. Somebody said they could make $1 for every 22 ad views because it's not for the video being watched. It's for the ads. Did you people know that? It has nothing to do with your videos at all. So the content you're putting, it doesn't mean it's good because it gets a bunch of views. Nobody talks about this. That literally means that I've deaded the entire YouTube platform. So no one on YouTube should be talking. They have you niggers on a platform that pays a hundredth to a thousandth of a cent arguing. That's worse than what they've done in the majority of the population where you're all arguing and killing each other over crumbs. And then telling me that I'm soft for not killing y'all when I could in 5 seconds easily and don't, because why would I kill you over a fucking crumb? Crumbs. What they gave the 90% of the population, dumbass. Lord Jamar is calling himself a 5%er. Niggers can never be 5%ers. They hate niggers. What are you talking about? 5%er would mean wealth-wise. Are you a 5%er wealth-wise, Lord Jamar? No. So shut up, nigger. The fuck? Sit down. Like, these niggers talk too much, dog. I don't even understand how they get this shit out there and people don't fucking, like, I know people laugh at these niggers. It's fucking pathetic, the state of the black race. It really is, man. Is fucking pathetic. But yeah, you don't make no $1 for every 22 views. The fuck? Nigga, I've gotten tons of fucking views on YouTube. I've had a lot of channels. Yeah, they flag my shit down, whatever. But if you made a dollar every 22 views, nigga, I would have fucking been made a lot of money on this shit. You don't make no dollar for every 22 views. You don't make anywhere near that. That's bad shit crazy that they would write that, but they write shit like that because they're lying to you to try to get you to participate in the platform. Then another one tells the truth, which is that you don't make jack. And they're still lying, I think, and saying that you make more than you do. One guy claimed that he had like 4 million something views or some shit and made like $5,000 pretty much for the entirety of like 6 years or some shit and 4 million views. 4 million views is fucking damn near impossible to get, and none of you are going to get it unless you sell your soul to Freemasonry, because that's who owns the platform and they're who have to back your shit to support it that way and get you those views. So it's all fake and manipulated, like the stock market, really, and everything. I believe. I think the stock market is actually less manipulated. But this shit is really manipulated. Why do you think I'm suppressed on it? At all costs. Because my message is the truth. They don't want that out there. They want this Atlanta Housewives type shit. Dumb shit. You know what I mean? Then the niggers sit there and talk shit all day and don't even understand what's going on. Fucking retarded, dog. Corny as fuck. Really is. $5,000 for 4 million views? You don't even make that. I guarantee you, you don't get $5,000 for 4 million views. Guarantee it. That's a lie. Straight lie. And $5,000 ain't shit. 4 million views? Do you know how many videos you have to make? How you have to monetize all your content? How long that takes? How much time and effort and arguing when you're looking at the comments that takes? And all that work for a measly $5,000? Then the article says you'd be better off filling out surveys than making YouTube bits. And this is what people, niggers, are claiming. Niggers are actually coming out their mouth and saying, and I'll make another video and you'll watch it again. Everybody on YouTube makes a video and watches again, nigger. You retarded? Jesus Christ, making up shit, making up donations, making up subscriptions to your website. Who the fuck is going to subscribe to your shit? Why would they subscribe to your shit when they can get your content for free and it's just hate and doesn't teach anything? The fuck? Who would pay for that? That's not a real human being. There's no fucking way. And the same nigga can't get anyone to show up to his fucking shows and just keeps lying. And think that's the hustle. Dog, you're fucking corny, dog. The reason you're doing that tour, my nigga, is because you're broke and you're running out of money. That's why you did that tour, nigga, because you need some bread. And it ain't even working out very well for you. Seriously. I find it funny that you go do a tour across country, and I bet you I make more in the checks I just picked up the other day in 1 month than you make in the fucking whole tour that you're going to do. Then you got to remember that any money that you do make, which ain't all of it because you're going through an agency, any money you do make, you got to eat, you got to pay for your hotels, and you have to try to stay in an expensive hotel because you're a nigger who's never seen money, so you're amazed by it. All you're doing is wasting your money. Literally, that's all he's doing is wasting his money. He's so stupid. If I was in that position, I would stay in a cheaper hotel, not waste the money, and then that way I'd have more money left over when I'm done with my tour. This nigga wants to pretend he's living the high life for his audience and shit and thinks that that's going to help him, and then 25 people max show up to the show, if any. When he's begging people to come, making fucking videos marketing and advertising, then turning around and saying, with no marketing and advertising, golly, you're fucking corn, you're a cornball. Fucking loser. Seriously. YouTube view master. The YouTube view master. The king of YouTube. The fuck? Niggas are fucking ridiculous. And then we have men who think that that's what it's about. Really? I thought it was about your soul. I thought it was about the fact that I could step off all this shit anytime I want, and I do every day, and I become me. I'm always me. That I don't need this. That this is for fun. Something you forget. You think that as a man, you're judged by the value of what you put out for other people and whatever lie or illusion you put out because you're a dumb nigger with no soul. Nah. You're judged by your dick, your balls, your word, and who you are as a man and what you represent and stand for and believe in, nigga. And you've got all that shit twisted and back-ass words. So you're fucked from the get-go because you ain't had no daddy. Butthurt, bitch. I might make my own film, too, about people, about kids like this bitch, nigga, not having fathers and name it something else because he's not the only guy who can make a film about not having fathers. And why would the guy... why would the guy who didn't have a father make a fucking movie about a fucking whole public who supposedly doesn't have fathers? That doesn't make sense. Shouldn't you have the guy who had a father talk about the lack of a father for the rest of the bitch niggas? Listen to me again. Why would you have a guy who didn't have a father, so he's a bitch, talk about a bunch of niggas who don't have fathers, so they're bitches, and blame it on that? Truth is, it doesn't matter whether you have a fucking father or not. If you're a bitch, you're a bitch. You were a bitch because of you. Quit blaming it on daddy, nigga. That's your problem, is you can't take responsibility for anything. You're a cunt and a hoe. A hoe-ass nigga. Seriously. Niggers can't take responsibility. The supposed men who aren't men can't take responsibility. The bitches can't take responsibility. The kids can't take responsibility. The government can't take responsibility. All you people are just afraid to take fucking responsibility. It's pathetic. This is why you can't tell me shit. You can front or whatever and do your thing and fucking all laugh it off. I ain't got to tell people off. That's the difference. I'll let you do your thing. Say what you want. Do what you want. Break the law that you want. Do your thing. Do your corrupt spick shit if you want. Do whatever the fuck you want. It'll come back to you. It will. It'll come back to you. I ain't got to defend myself from nobody. From anything. Period. I'm the truth. You know what I mean? This shit is fucking hilarious, dog. I'm a guy who had a great and amazing father. I should make the movie about how people who don't have a father turned out fucked up like you. And watch, I'm going to do that too. That'll be the next campaign coming out. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. Maybe I could talk about the importance of having a father. Flip the coin. Or maybe I could just steal your shit since you stole mine. What are you going to do, sue me? Shit. Sue me and end up fucking missing. Like, you don't get to break the law and then they say it's okay and steal my shit. And then this is what people think nowadays. They think that they're going to wrong you first, pretend like it didn't happen. Then when you turn around and do exactly what they did in turn to them, they're going to sue you and put the cop system behind them because they're pussies who can't fight their own battles and have to use a system that supports bitch-assedness and bitch-ass niggas like you. And you think that that would work? Dog, you'll end up missing. Straight up, you'd end up missing. You know what I mean? I could name my film the same name as yours. What the fuck are you going to do about it? Seriously, what are you going to do about it? But I wouldn't, because stealing shit is fucking corny, and it means you have no imagination and no originality, and you can't think for yourself. It's the most pathetic thing you could do. Right, Truth and Logic? Directly stole my shit. Only niggers, man. Only fucking niggers. Yeah, what do they do every day? They complain every fucking day, yet they're stealing fucking people's content. And that's cool to you? That's cool. That's what you proclaim. That's what you teach your daughter is going to become a fucking slut. Ooh, yeah, now I get to advertise in his comment box, too, on his fucking channel about my show.
I might chip on some, man. I got this, yeah.
Call in, people.
love me. The block, they need me. The streets, they need me. The club scene, nigga, it's mine, believe me. You don't believe me.
Can't be touched. And all the pussy that come with it. So full of focus, I'm insisting on keeping it going. The franchise, I exist in a league of my own. Expect attention, I'm familiar with being ignored. The true back painted, locking and closing the door. Rick Wall in the road, I won't move. The king, I'm like Roy in the ring, I can't lose. Show the face of a competitor, man. You wanna walk? Motherfucker, ain't hard to find. I holler back, nigga.
Can't be touched.
And I want you to hear how these niggers talk every day about how they're so tough and how niggers can holler back at them. You can holler back at me. Holler back at me, playa. You know what I mean? And they sit there and they talk this big shit about, oh, I'm a goon and I'll run my block. Yeah, you run your block because everybody left because they cleaned up the neighborhood. And all that was left there was you, the trash. I love when niggas go, I run my hood. Yep, you sure do run your hood, because you're the only one there. I'm about to electrocute myself trying to get this motherfucker to work. Yeah, you run your hood. God damn it, dude, this thing's pissing me the fuck off. Come on, man. Help me out a little bit here. Fuck. There, thank you. Hopefully it'll stay. But, you know, niggers talk shit all day. They think that you're tough because you talk shit. Here we go, it won't work again. The fuck?
This is bullshit.
What is it with chargers lately and chargers just don't want to charge shit? Is this happening worldwide? Because it's happening for me. Like, none of my chargers ever want to work any fucking more, but my girl even tells me that her chargers won't work. Like, is this something that's happening? Is there something going on with the fucking magnetic field in the world? Because I can believe it, where it's fucking up all the chargers where you can't charge shit. You know what I mean? More Illuminati shit. Seriously. That's what it seems like. Everything comes from the fucking all that Illuminati shit. I believe that they're fucking controlling the weather, fucking with the weather. I believe they've murdered people with that weather, like when they flood prisons and shit. So here, I want to play my video for you that I made. It says, it's titled, Who Am I to Talk About Black Issues on YouTube under Boss Tycoon LLC, the account with me wearing the Golden State Warrior cap. So check this out.
Welcome to Boss Tycoon Radio. I'm your host, Tyree Sneed. Check out TyreeSneed.com and MyBossTycoon.com. Okay, I have lots of the realest content you can ever find at MyBossTycoon.com. TyreeSneed.com has the hottest music, and I am the best rapper who's ever fucking existed, and I've already proven it. My music is the fucking sickest, best shit. Sounds better than everybody's shit. It's just better. I remake songs as well, and I just put them out where you can download them for free. Bump that shit in your car, you know what I mean? Fuck around with it, whatever.
Fucking internet.
And that's about it. TyreeSneed.com and My Boss Tycoon.
Yeah.
I've started my own clothing line, the Tycoon clothing line, and you can purchase those shirts there. If you'd like to customize your own shirt, you can email me at nothingbutvenom@AOL.com, and I will get you whatever it is that you want. If you have an image, just tell me where I can find the image online, and I can literally get the image printed for you on a shirt and wording, whatever it is you want. You just have to explain it to me correctly so I can create it for you. And I have to walk you through the fact that you will have to be paying first, and then I will make your shirt. Okay? So, and there's different ways to make payments. You can make, you could just buy the shirt and then tell me how you want an actual shirt customized, different than what you buy. You could do that. You could pay me through PayPal at my email is achilles3207@AOL.com. Different ways, but just email me and I'll walk you through it. It's part of the business, okay? But I'm the CEO of Boss Tycoon LLC.
Just going to have to keep waiting for this internet.
And basically, people, I mean, it should be understood that if you're on YouTube, there's not going to be too much real talk because people on the internet are not real. It's fake people's chance to pop shots and do their thing. So they're going to do their thing. You're going to have to be able to tolerate it, you know. I think that that's part of what those bitch niggas say when they're talking about, you can't handle the heat and blah, 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 you know what I mean? But I guess that's what they mean, you know what I mean? But I just don't get it because it's not heat because, like, there's no point in reading comments on YouTube for anyone. There's literally no point because they don't have a say-so or opinion on the topic unless they bring some real content. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to bring real content, as far as I'm concerned, you're going to do it in a video response anyway. So I would encourage people, again, to respond to me via video instead of YouTube comments because I don't pay attention because there's no point because you're not real people. I've stated it a million times. So let's quit going over the same concepts for retard and let's move forward. Okay. First of all, I want to establish that blacks did not build anything. Blacks have never built anything ever in their existence. Blacks have been enslaved for all eternity and are still enslaved and are so stupid they can't even see it and don't know it. I don't know what part is confusing. I don't have to explain anything to you you don't understand. See, what niggers will do is niggers will go, when you make a valid point like what I just said, the knowledge of which I'm coming from, they cannot grasp. So when I say that they're enslaved today, they go, we're not enslaved, and try to fight and argue, but you are enslaved today factually. I've already walked everyone through it. That's why you need to subscribe to Boss Tycoon Radio at mybosstycoon.com. I have walked and answered every question you could possibly have from every angle, literally. I work hard at my craft, and so I know how to answer every question you have, okay? But notice the paradigm of stupidity when they think that you're wrong just because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And they don't know their history and don't know any facts and just don't know anything. So somebody said, who am I to talk about in a race that's trying to change? And I said, basically, to summarize, I put them in their fucking place, but like I do all you put bitch niggas, but I mean, I trade a stock option, nigga, and it makes fucking way more money than any YouTuber makes, period. And I'm talking the highest paid YouTubers. In a day, I make more than them. So that's number one. Number two, I come from a slave-owning family. My spirit and my soul and all that owns you and still does to this day. I still do own all you niggers. Literally, I own you. You're my bitch. If you have a problem with it, that's part of the territory. Of course you're mad. You're fucking being owned. But the funny part is that I'm not your enemy. I'm your best friend and the only friend you got. But you're too stupid to see that. So as long as people are too stupid to see that, I'm going to call them niggers because they are niggers. Because, again, niggers are racist. So who am I? I'm a guy who owns you and has always owned you. So therefore, if I owned you at any point in time, I clearly have more rights than you for all of eternity and have more rights than you to talk about your issues. Because I know them better. Because I'm smarter than you and more educated. And I can see and I have self-awareness, something niggers don't have. Okay? I also have total awareness of your state of mind and where you're at and your lacked dilapidated state of environment and consciousness and everything. Okay? So, the thing is that what you people do on YouTube is you argue. My platform is about knowledge. My platform is about building. See, I would never let niggers drag me down the way that these other bitch niggers do. Fuck niggers. So, all nigger means is a racist, which cannot be justified through words and role reversed, and you can't call me racist for calling you a nigger because part of the definition of what nigger is a racist black person. A nigger is a racist, ignorant black person. That's what all of you are who are speaking. The niggas who I fuck with in reality, if they're niggers, I stop fucking with them or I never fuck with them from the get-go. Because niggers, there's nothing you're going to get from niggers outside of bad shit. Now, if you're going to use a nigger, you could do that. Like, for people who get pimped in every way possible and fucked over and used and manipulated and are daddy's little bitch and bow down to the white man and are scared to death of anything with white skin, like I said, for a people like that, they sure do talk a lot of shit online. However, when it comes to reality, they don't talk that shit, and they don't play ball. They don't. And if they talk it, they'll get in packs and they'll just talk it, but they don't do anything. Like, I've been through it. What, niggas think I haven't been through that? Nigga, I'm from the hood. I've been in every single hood you can imagine in America. Literally, every single one of them. Compton, all that shit. So, I've been in hoods where niggas were racist and had a problem with me being there, and they're all like, that white boy's gonna get fucked up. And I'm like, well, which one of you niggas is gonna do it? And ain't no nigga gonna do shit. They're just gonna sit there and talk about, oh, well, that white boy's gonna get fucked up. But I can't fuck him up because I'm powerless nigga. What do you mean? You people act like you can shut people up. How can a people who are being shut up every day shut anyone up? I'm going to remind you again. For you niggers, you're uneducated and ignorant and have hate in your heart, and that's all you have is self-oppression programmed in your mind. So all you do is get mad and angry at what I say and lie every word that you breathe when you speak. The guy who commented, whoever the fuck it was, whatever moronic, idiot, bitch boy, what you said was incorrect. You said I was right about some points. I corrected you. No, I was right about every point I made, and every point I've ever made I'm correct about because I know my shit and I'm a certified genius who had a 4.2 GPA out of high school. Are you serious? You should appreciate me like the air you breathe. You should listen to the white boy. The white boy knows what he's talking about. You should agree that when I call a nigger, because there are niggers in the black race, and that is a fact that all you niggers know, and you should agree with it, or you're not going anywhere. Blacks are not changing shit. Blacks are flooding the internet with opinions and nigger ignorant shit and literally rewriting their history, saying that they were never enslaved and anything else that they can make themselves feel better about their fucking fucked up predicament that they put themselves in because niggers enslaved niggers, blacks had blacks in bondage before anyone with any other color skin touched the fucking soil. You niggers oppress yourselves. And I'm teaching you why you do it. I am the creator and founder of The Devil Is Your Only Oppressor, my web series, documentary, all that. Okay? You can donate at TyreseNeed.com to support it. I believe God is the devil. I educate everybody on Illuminati and what it really is and how Illuminati is really just the devil. I teach the whole thing at my website, so come to the website. right now, if you'd like to call into my radio show, not sure if I'm going to do one right now. Maybe I will. But let's see. Or did I? Maybe it'll let me see. Okay. Basically, my guest call-in number, if you'd like to call in, and you're welcome to, anybody, and especially people of the black race, because the name of my show is Black Wall Street Radio. Most of my shows, majority of my shows, have always been about cultural integration, meaning I'm trying to bring everybody together and bring unity of all cultures. So I'm not who's separating us. You're separating us by getting mad at me calling a nigger a nigger. It's one little word, and it's a word that has to be said because it's a fact. So you're going to have to move past that, period. And if...
back and get some fucking recognition.
Oh, yeah.
With the team ignition. I light shit up, invite me on the scene, and I'll tear that bitch up. What the fuck? I'm the master in this shit and this show. What I keep getting rich, the niggas worried I'm the new Joe. Oppose my foes, leave them leaking. Hatred, what you're feeling, empty me to the ceiling. I'll change the whole game, and if you can't understand that, begging, you're a lame. Motherfuck the fame, I heard it before, and now I did it. All you tricks are so, it's designed to get shit. You ain't getting a thing. You would if you could, nigga. You would if you could, nigga.
Who you trying to sound like me?
You would if you could, nigga. You would if you could, nigga.
Who trying to be like me?
You would if you could, nigga. You would if you could, nigga.
You wanna do what I do?
You would if you could, nigga. You would if you could, but you can't, so you ain't sure how to have my
style. You would if you could, nigga.
Come on.
You would if you could, nigga.
Who tries to sound like me?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
Who tries to be like me?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
You wanna do what I do?
You would if you could, nigga.
Oh, you would if you could, but you can't, so you ain't it.
I make you my bitch. Now one of you making profit. My tycoon is on that non-stop shit. I'm the best in this shit. I'm the only real story, a real soul and grit.
Yeah.
When you show that shit, the power of the fucking street. In the street, from the street. And the guy is gonna be. This thing you need for nothing. I'm like the silver flare. Grinding afterwards. Any of you talk a lot, do that. I'm not blacking shot. I don't give a fuck what you got. The heritage talking out.
The hell
is dead right there in the fucking parking lot.
Hey! You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
Who tried to sound like me?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
Who tried to be like me?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
So you wanna do what I do?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
Okay?
So you would. You would have my job.
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
With what?
Trying to sound like me?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, but you can't, so you ain't.
There's no soul in it, you can hear it, miss, and you can't tell me shit. So bring all your bitches, monkey see, monkey do. They pop the shit out the blue. I hear a lot of talk, but never at a distance where I can get to you. That Tyree Sneed in the built like a Mack truck.
You
heard the back shots. You asking to get your back. I hate one nigga out here coming out to hurt like me. They can ask my style. You feeling that bitch you die, boy. It's fucking been around.
Pounding me over
the hour. Come for pound, boy. The shit bangs. You got a better sound, boy. I'm just doing like that. Envy me, motherfucking little bitches. Leave them with stitches, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
Who tryna be like me?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, nigga.
You wanna do what I do?
You would if you could, nigga.
You would if you could, but you can't, so you ain't.
They wanna be my man, cause they know about my past, boy. See that look in my eye, you know your problem.
When
it's
wild,
I'm gonna run back to the house. They talk a bubble and shut them up, but they say that's grinding hate on me, cause he ain't got no set to go. I'm not selfish, I'm giving. I got a lot to give to you. Every time I hear my name, all I hear is boo-hoo. They're crying. They're dying off like balloons. This ain't the fucking way to do. Ain't like shit, sweet or soft. You motherfuckers don't get rocked. I'm not fucking blocked. I'll hit you up like soft. Motherfuckers don't get it. Get off the side, boy. These niggas are alcoholics. I'm brothers. Motherfucker, I can never stop this shit. I'll freestyle off the dome, and I'll kill your shit. Your motherfucking shit can never ever fuck with mine. You leak your demise into the sky. Motherfucker, I see how you're lying. You'll get fried. This shit is getting cooked like an omelet, and that's why I'm on that non-stop shit. My tattoo shit. Your motherfucking best in the saloon shit. Why the fucking dude shit? Best in ever doing
Tyree Sneed. Yeah. Nigga. I run the south side, yeah, nigga, the whole south side, fuck with me and get your mouth wide, yeah, nigga, run the south side, fuck with me and get your mouth wide, Okay, you got to go. I am the south side, nigga. I run the south side. Fucking the T.I.P. I'm a miracle, see, when I spit, I fucking run so many circles around me.
I'm taking you all out there.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Is this Tyree Sneed? The
AKA
White Devil.
White Power Radio. I'm the White Devil.
I just want to say that I think it's super sexy.
Yummy.
I love the White Devil.
Yay, White Devil, I love you.
Oi. I love you.
Mine.
Biggest
mine.
Fan.
Mine.
You're mine.
Fuck those niggers. Mine.
You're mine.
What you doing?
I'm going to wash my uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any more shirts, so I got to wash them before I go to work tomorrow. Yeah. So I'm going to call my baby and tell him I love him.
Yay. I love you.
Yeah.
More than anything.
I love you more than anything.
I love you more than anything, all right?
All right, you win.
Don't argue.
You win this one. I'll get the next one.
Yay.
Mine. You're mine.
You're mine.
Well, you're mine.
I miss you. You hear me?
Huh?
I miss you.
I miss you.
I miss you more.
Well, I think I miss you more, and I love you the most.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm looking for a dollar. I don't have all my money's on my cards. I don't have no dollars for a water.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to get a water.
Oh, yeah. You think maybe it's my fault you don't have a dollar?
Maybe.
Perhaps. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I take all my baby's money.
Uh-huh.
All his wine.
Mm-hmm. Mine.
Mine.
Want to hear your song?
Yes.
Okay, here you go.
And baby, you make it so hard to save you. And maybe you, impossible to say no to. And maybe you, make it so hard to save you. And maybe you, impossible to say no to.
Every time I see you, I go to my mind. I'm so happy to be able to call you mine. I know that you love me and you'll never leave me. Know that I'll always be there for you. Know that you love me and you'll never leave me. Know that you love me and you'll never leave me. Know that you love me and you'll never leave me.
And baby, you make it so hard to save you. And maybe you impossible to say no to. And baby, you make it so hard to save you. And maybe you impossible to say no.
You're the most important thing to me, and I'm gonna keep going on my way to show you there's not gonna be a doubt in your mind that I'm your man. It's always gonna be like that. We're gonna keep it like that. And baby, you make it so hard to save you. And maybe you impossible to say no to. And baby, you make it so hard to save you. And maybe you impossible to say no to.
All right, people. Well, thank you for tuning in to Black Wall Street Radio. Like I said, the links are in the description box. Search for Black Wall Street on Indiegogo.com. If my girlfriend's still listening, I love you very much and more than anything. And outside of that, like I said, look up Black Wall Street on Indiegogo.com. Make sure it's the name is Joseph Sneed, because that's my campaign. And it's real shit, man. I'm really building Black Wall Street with your help or with not, with your support or not, just like I've done everything without anybody's support and any of y'all's support. So fuck a hater. I kill niggas at night like Darth Vader. Well, I run for president like Ralph Nader. Motherfuckers don't even know what the fuck's going on, man. You can never fuck with me. TyreseNeed.com, MyBossTycoon.com. Subscribe to Boss Tycoon Radio. You're going to learn the best shit you could possibly learn that will help you in everything you do, and you'll be able to make money with my company. All right? So check that out. Other than that, you get to see the utter annihilations, me kind of riding on these bitch-ass niggas who are fucking pimping their culture and don't have your best intentions at heart. And, yeah, man, it's crazy how, like, I have a video right here that says Tommy Sotomayor works for Tyree Steed now. That shit has 221 views. Like, shit is crazy how you own niggers even online. I own y'all. Seriously, I do. There's no way around it. I have one clip called Muscles that has 3,170 views. Pretty fucking impressive if you ask me. Real shit. And yeah, like I said, they try to suppress all my channels on YouTube and flag all my shit down as if that matters, as if I can't recreate all my shit. Like, I don't even care. That's the funniest part. Like, yeah, a lot of the footage, I probably lost a lot of the footage, but fuck it, who cares? Like, honestly, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, it really don't fucking matter. Because I can recreate it in 5 seconds because I'm that nigga. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, mybosstycoon.com. Check out the Tycoon clothing line. The shit is hot. I got my business card, so I'm going to be passing them out to motherfuckers. And they have a line they can hit me up at. I'm not giving that out online. Fuck all y'all on here. You're all fake and full of shit. Oh, yeah. And fuck Little Flo Malcolm. That nigga's a pussy-ass bitch, and that nigga fucking posted up a pussy assault where he comes behind someone and cheap shots someone like what I went through. Like a fucking coward, and only coward little bitches do that. And this nigga puts they post the assault and incriminates himself, self-snitching, dumbass nigga, and he gets arrested in a Motel 6. A nigga who claimed he had 500K because you don't have a fuck, you've never seen a grand, and you're using prop money on camera. And this nigga who claimed he had 500K in the bank is staying in a Motel 6? No, nigga, you don't have money, and you're fucking lying and fronting so you can get YouTube views. You're a fucking pussy-ass nigga. Shut up. Real shit. And I try to be nice to you, too, but you can't be nice to niggers because they're just fucking lame. Real shit.
I put up that video on my website and went in on that nigger and took a shit on him. And he ain't even here to see it. He's in jail. Fuck boy.